It's episode 125, and we've got plugins for custom fields and post types, Google typography, auctions, comment plugins, debugging, and more. Today's show also features special guest Jeff Chandler from WP Tavern. All coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content manager, and with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch.
And we're here to give you a great show. We just got a couple of usual tidbits off the top. Don't forget, you can check out the show notes over at WPPluginsA2Z.com, or head on over to iTunes and give us a review and get the show there. And if you happen to be listening on Stitcher Radio, hit that little thumbs up button down in the corner. We'd greatly appreciate it. All right, so a little bit of self-promotion as usual. Of course, we do this because we love doing it, but we also make our living with WordPress, and this is just let folks know that we are available as WordPress developers and designers. I myself focus mostly on the functionality of WordPress, making it do what you want it to do. So if you have an idea that you want to have your WordPress website do, give me a call, let me know. I might be able to help you find that plugin or help you find a developer to get it done. You can also check me out for emergency support at wppro.ca/emergency, or pick up the phone and call 818-850-7729.
And you can find me via my consulting call link at marcuscouch.com/call. I use the clarity.fm platform. And for just $3.33 a minute, I'll talk to you about SEO, WordPress, affiliate marketing, podcasting, anything you need. Even if you just want to guide you through a different design phase or something new that you haven't done before, I can help you out with it. Check out my reviews, marcuscouch.com/call.
All right. So I'll let you do the intro there, Marcus.
Okay. Well, we want to bring in somebody who has been a friend to WordPress and the WordPress community for a long time, Jeff Chandler from WP Tavern. Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you guys doing?
Doing great.
Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
It's thrilling to have you because I know that John was a listener to your show, as was I. And I actually even threatened to be your co-host once, and you would have none of it. So I ended up here.
Well, I'm glad to see you're employed now.
Exactly. Exactly. So we're thrilled to have you here. I contributed recently to a article concerning what makes a good plugin, or as far as, you know, what to look for. Mm-hmm. And I was happy to be a part of that roundtable, so I wanted to get you over here and talk some plugins with John and myself and see what kind of damage we could do in a show.
All right. There's a never-ending list of plugins to talk about.
There is. All right, so we do have a little bit of listener feedback this week, and first off for us, we have Richard, who's looking for a plugin for split testing, so we'll let Richard take it away with his question.
Hey, guys. Absolutely love the podcast. I've got a quick question, need some advice. I'm looking for a plugin that would allow me to split test a widget. For example, if I had a 250 by 250 widget on a sidebar, I'd like to be able to split test, say, an Amazon affiliates ad versus an AdSense ad, or one type of content versus another, one kind of sign-up form versus another. I've looked around. I've found some different things that are out there, but none that will allow me to rotate through equally. And then also none that seem to really keep track of any stats. So if you've got an idea of anything that exists out there, I'd love to hear about it. Thanks again, and keep up the great work.
All right, thanks, Richard. Actually, I have two. AdRotate is a great one. And, John, I know you're an advocate of ad injection as well. And that does split testing. That does any kind of ad unit, widget, in content, out of content, any of that stuff. So ad injection is what you want to look for. Jeff, any suggestions beyond those?
The only one that comes to my mind is something called Shrimp Test. It's developed by a guy named Mitchell, and he developed it for WordPress or Automattic, and they used it on WordPress.com to do some A/B split testing on some different things they were working on that website. Personally, I have not used it, so I don't know if it's going to fulfill the needs that Richard's looking for, but that seems to be the one that pops up from time to time and maybe one of the more popular ones out there.
Cool. All right, John, who do we have? John, besides those?
I don't have anything else besides that. Ad injection would have been my suggestion. I've used that on a few sites. So.
Cool. All right, who do we have next?
We have Christina. Another one. Go ahead.
Okay. Christina from globalspecs.com is looking for a plugin to notify subscribers. Let's take a listen to that.
Hi, this is Christina from Sugarland, Texas. I own a company called Global Specs Web Design. I heard about you through a Houston WordPress meetup and have been listening to your podcasts ever since. It's really good stuff. So I have had a couple of requests from some clients. They want to send updates via email anytime they make a change to a page as well as a post. So, for example, when they update the community pool schedule, they want an email to be sent to all the subscribers that the page has been updated. It doesn't need to contain content, just a notification. Is there a plugin for this? Thanks a lot.
All right. Well, I found one called WP Email Notificator, and it notifies by email subscribers of posts, edits of pages, edits in comments. So if that doesn't do it, I don't know what will.
I've got one that will help. It's called Subscribe to Comments Reloaded. It's one I use on a couple of clients' websites, and it does a nice job of notifying people when comments are updated or allowing them to even subscribe if they don't want to leave a comment. So
nice. That's
cool.
So that one there has been pretty nice in that aspect. So that's what I've got for you there, Christina.
All right. And we're on to news. And, Jeff, we're going to let you take this one, man, because you are the king of news. And if anybody doesn't realize it, Jeff frequently is found in every single WordPress dashboard feed that you see from the WordPress planet. So,
to the delight and dismay of many.
Yeah, exactly. So take it away, man. What's going on in the world of WordPress?
Well, really not too much, actually. One of the things that's made the rounds here this past week is WordPress app by the name of Poster was recently acquired by Automattic, but they're using this term called acqui-hired because it was one guy named, I believe it was Tom Witkins, and what Poster was, it was a alternative publishing app for iOS that used WordPress, and it had support for custom post types, posting through Dropbox, WordPress.com, and .org support. It was really a minimalist type of publishing system on your iPhone. And in fact, I've been reading some reviews. I never even heard about this app. I've always thought it was just the WordPress for iOS app that was out there. But I've read a lot of reviews, and they said this was far superior. It was a beautiful way to publish content through WordPress on your iOS device. So what Automattic has done is they've acquired Poster, they've acquired Tom, and Tom's going to be working on the mobile team for Automattic, so he's going to be working on the WordPress for iOS app and potentially some of the other apps, mobile apps that they're working on, like Windows Phone 7 and BlackBerry. So I'm not sure if you guys have heard of Poster, if you've used it, or even what your experiences are with the WordPress for iOS app.
I do not use the WordPress iOS app. I wanted to. I have an iPad and an iPhone. It is installed on both. I rarely use it because it's just too clunky.
Yeah.
I have actually, well, I use CMS Commander a lot, so that gives me one login for my full back end. But it's too messy. It's too hard to post through it. I wish I could, you know, upload 5-6 pictures, and it would automatically make a gallery and stuff like that. It's just not, it's not all there.
You know? No, I've actually found the WordPress for iOS app to be a great way to manage my site. You know, moderating comments, trashing comments, making edits to post. But in terms of actually generating content, it's just, it's not good. I'm beginning to realize that I think there's only so far you can take the user experience on a device until the device itself is, allows you not to make any more improvements. And I just, I'm so used to using Control-V, Control-C. It's very hard to create a post, news-type post, where you got to link different items and stuff like that on the iPhone. It's just, and I think that is more the device's fault than it is the WordPress for iOS app. So I don't know how they can improve upon that in the future, but it's definitely a great app to use for just managing your site.
That's all I ever found it good for, was managing my site. I couldn't do any real work.
So Steve Jobs made WordPress suck. Thanks, you. Thank you very much.
So we got that going on. And one of the other things I wanted to bring up is WordPress 3.6. Some of your listeners are probably wondering, you know, where is it? You know, I keep hearing about it. What's going on with it? Well,
middle of July.
Your guess is as good as mine as to when it's going to be released. It was originally slated for the end of May, but WordPress 3.6 suffered a major setback when it was decided that it would be better to remove the post formats UI from core and put it into a plugin. Hmm. Now the new release date has not been posted, and there's little in the way of information as to when we can expect it, but I'm going to guess sometime this year.
Sometime.
Yeah. Somebody broke something.
Somebody broke it. They broke it. Bug.
Crap. Yeah.
Yeah. That post formats UI was a big selling point of WordPress 3.6. Where, if you can imagine above the, when you're writing a post above the area, around the area where you put in the post title, you'd see all these different icons that would signify each post format. So you'd have quotes, standard, video, right, stuff like that. And what it did was it brought the UI from the sidebar to the top, and I think it would have increased adoption and use among different users. Of course, if your theme doesn't have support for post formats, then it's really a no issue. Yeah. But they weren't happy with the way it was implemented. It was kind of clunky, so this is one of the few rare times where we've seen that in the beta cycle, where everything seems like it's going to be okay, that they've ripped out a major feature from the core, and that's really set back the software a bit. So hopefully 3.6 here in a little while, and if you're interested in the post formats UI, you'll be able to take advantage of it. And guess what? A plugin.
Yeah, so plug-in.
just look for that in the near future if you're interested. If you liked it.
That meeting. Yeah, let's just rip the post formats right out. What could happen?
Yeah. Well, personally, I'm glad they ripped it out and put it into a plugin, because it was not a feature I was looking forward to implementing.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a do or die feature for me, but I'd much rather see them remove something that's clunky right up front now and deal with the pain now, versus having, you know, shipping something that's broken and it's not really the way they wanted it to be.
Cool.
So you've got another couple articles here, one about how to adopt a plugin or put it up for adoption. What's this all about?
Well, I figured since I'm going to be on a show about plugins, I figured I'd ask you to, since you guys mess around with plugins quite often. But I wrote a couple articles on WPTamer.com, and some of them deal with issues that are longstanding within the WordPress community. But the first one I brought up is, well, how to adopt a plugin or put it up for adoption. And I'm sure maybe you guys have run into this. I'm not, or maybe not. But one day I decided I was going to do a search for post revisions to manage them in the back end of WordPress, delete them without having to go into the database. I know there's a database query that you can use to delete them all, but I'm very leery of messing around with my database. So I did a plugin search. The first result that came up said it was no longer available. Which I thought was weird. So just for giggles, I tried to install it, and, you know, nothing happened. So I sent an email to Otto, who was one of the guys in charge of the plugin repositories on the plugins team, and he said, well, this is not the correct way to abandon the plugin or to remove it. So he sent me a link to the track changes for the plugin, and sure enough, the last thing they did was remove everything. It just left, it was like an empty container. on the repository. So what Otto did was he removed it, and that had me wondering, well, what's the proper way to orphan a plugin? So what you can do is you can send an email to plugins@wordpress.org and tell them you'd like to have your plugin removed, but really they don't like to do that. They'd like to have the code there because maybe someone else can come along and find that code useful to build on top of to use it for their own plugins. So they'd love to just have that plugin stay there. But what I did find out is it's not a hard and fast rule on whether a plugin is abandoned or not, but if your plugin doesn't have any updates for 2 years, a warning pops up on the plugin search repository that says this plugin has not been updated for 2 years. Yeah. You know, word of caution. I don't know if you guys have seen
it
or not.
I've seen it many times. Yeah.
Oh no, many times. That's not good.
I do a lot of searches for plugins.
but if you Otto says that it's kind of a misnomer in terms of being an abandoned plugin, because if you made a simple update to maybe just the readme.txt that says maybe all you did was increase the compatibility for WordPress, that could be considered an update, and that would reset the timer for the 2 year notice. So it's not a hard and fast rule, but it is something that just says, it's one of those things that says, hey, absolutely nothing's been done with this plugin for 2 years, just a word of warning. And it also doesn't mean, it doesn't guarantee that the plugin won't work either. Some of these plugins that have been abandoned or haven't been updated for 2 years still work.
It's not uncommon for me to use a 2-, 3-, and 4-year-old plugin that still works beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So right now there's currently no official way to adopt someone's plugin, but there are a couple ways you can go about it. And if you notice a plugin that you're a fan of or maybe needs a security update and you just cannot get a hold of the plugin author for love or money, you can contact plugins@wordpress.org, and what they'll do is they'll try their best to get in touch with the plugin author. You know, and it was funny in the comments, Otto joked around, he says he'll even go through the snail mail route if he has to see if the plugin guy is around or not. And if all else fails, they will either hand the code over to someone else or they'll take the patches that somebody gave to them and apply it to that plugin. And I don't know if you guys remember, but do you guys remember a plugin name? It was a Podpress?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
And this is when that Podpress had a substantial user base. It was the most popular podcasting plugin for WordPress at the time.
The first one I used, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the author had disappeared. And there was I remember a new release of WordPress came out, and Podpress broke.
Yeah.
And so many people were upset. So many people were complaining to WordPress.org, you know, what's going on? We got to get this fixed. Got to get this fixed. And in one of those rare instances, the WordPress.org core team had a patch, overrode the plugin author, applied that patch to the plugin, and sent the update out to everybody because there were just so many people using it at the time.
Yeah,
and the plugin author had disappeared.
Hundreds of podcasters, yeah.
And the plugin author had disappeared, and it was the only way to go about it. You know, that's their last-ditch effort. That's if all else fails. So, but really, there's still no official program that they think that there's lines of communication, there's opportunities there for plugin authors to collaborate amongst each other and to share code or to take code and create new plugins, so they don't have an official way of adapting the plugin just yet. So I don't know. Have you guys come across many plugins that you guys would consider abandoned? Do you think it's an issue? Because we also have the argument where there's 25,000 plugins in the repository, so if the one you're using doesn't work, usually there's 2, 3, 4, 5, sometimes 10 other plugins that provide similar functionality.
Yeah, I've run into it a few times, and I usually end up going after one of the other ones that's more current and at least managed. But there has been a couple of times where the only way I could deal with it was use the plugin I wanted and go in and modify it to make it work.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes I think that plugins don't get updated because there's no support to the author. There's nobody that's even communicating to the author that they're using it. You may have 5,000 downloads, but two people comment on it and go, it sucks. You know, they don't go, hey, I think you should fix the interface of this and this, and it would be nice if you could do this and this and this, or join their specific site and their support team and things like that. So, you know, a lot of times I think it's just people aren't giving love back to the developer of the plugin, and that's why they lose interest.
No, it's interesting you bring that up, because over the past 2 or 3 years, you know, we've been clamoring for better ways of communicating with plugin authors. So recently they came out with plugin reviews, which is sort of similar to what you'd see at Amazon. But, you know, I think it's just human nature. Once you get in there and you start using a plugin and it works, you know, you're probably, you know, I've never done it. I never go back to the plugin page and write a good review saying this is awesome. And they've also created a way for people to say, like a compatibility checklist, where if a certain amount of people says this plugin works with this, then we know it's compatible. You visually know that it's probably going to work. And I just don't see, and maybe when you guys look for all these different plugins, I don't see the amount of engagement that I thought I would, where people would share more information about whether a plugin works or not. It's usually just, you know, human nature, or if it doesn't work, those are the posts you're going to see.
Yeah. It's not easy. That's the problem.
I think it should connect because of the fact that once you're in the repository, you get the name of your plugin, then you go to your WordPress install. You generally can search it from there and hit install and go. After that, there's no mechanism in which you can go back. Now, what if on our plugins page, there was a tab that said review? And you could actually click it right on your install. It would associate what your username is, and you could send your review of your plugin right on your site.
That's it. It's got to be easy.
Yeah, it's got to be easy. I mean, you could do almost everything else in the back end of WordPress for the repository. I guess that would be the next step.
Yep.
Cool.
All right.
So on the topic of plugins, again, this is an issue that's crept up. I first wrote about this back in, probably 2008, and this is an issue that's still ongoing. But if, one day I decided to venture into my database, which I don't like doing, but I just wanted to see what was in there. I was looking around, and I happened to come across a couple tables and a couple entries where I did some searches, and it turns out they were from plugins that I had uninstalled months prior to that. And I was wondering, well, why is this stuff still in here? If I uninstall a plugin, everything about that plugin should be removed. Well, apparently that's not the case for quite a few plugins out there. So there's actually two ways plugin developers can use to create a clean uninstall process. And the first is uninstall.php, which actually you would create an uninstall.php file and package it with your plugins, and then you would put your uninstall routine that would remove tables or anything else that you've added to the database from WordPress, and it would be used in that uninstall.php file. And the other way is to initiate a hook, but that's really not the preferred course of action, because if you don't know what you're doing, that hook can cause problems. So if you're a plugin author looking for a clean way to, if your plugin adds tables and you want a clean way to remove those, you should definitely go the uninstall.php route. And I just want to ask you guys, from all the different plugins you've installed, have you looked at the database and have you come across just garbage and trash left behind by the various plugins?
Oh, yes.
For me, it's a yes, but I've been lately using a couple things that go and clean those things up.
Mm-hmm.
John, you have one too.
I use WP Spring Clean to clean up
behind. Yeah,
that's
a popular one.
It does a very nice job of digging through the tables and seeing what junk is still there, and it says, hey, this stuff doesn't look like it's attached to any live plugins. Remove it at your own risk. And, you know, usually you can, but you should still always be careful when doing that.
So when I initially brought up this issue, you know, I was thinking, well, if I deactivate and uninstall a plugin, everything should just disappear. But it was clear to me, it was brought up at that time in 2008, that there's a clear distinction between deactivation and uninstallation, where if you deactivate, the content and the data should still be there, but if you uninstall, that's when things should get removed. Mm-hmm. Now, the only instance, or one of the few instances that I've seen where keeping the data in the database makes sense even if you uninstall the plugin was something called Gravity Forms, which is a commercial plugin which deals with a lot of form entries, data, things that you have to retain over time. And when they've actually created a separate process within the plugin where unless you initiate that process and click a button saying, are you sure you want to remove this data, it will always stay in your WordPress database. So there are edge cases where it makes sense to leave the data within the database. But for the most part, if I install your plugin, just pack your bags and get out, because I don't want you in my WordPress database.
Yeah, and it's not uncommon for some of the higher-end plugins to do that, have a separate uninstall process that say, click here to remove everything, or just click here to remove it.
Yeah. All right, well, let's get into some plugins. I think we got time for maybe one apiece
That's
for this round.
That's about it. All right, so
okay.
Off we go.
Cool.
So,
That's all right. Talking over the top of it.
That's the hook. John, go ahead with yours.
All right. Well, I'll go with the first one that I've got on my list here. And this came about because I'm doing some development for a site, and I realized we need to do some custom post types. Now, of course, you can go in, manually write all the code, and create your custom post types and everything. But I wanted to see if the plugins had improved since the last time I visited this, which has been several months to a year or more. And I found a plugin called Custom Fields and Custom Post Types Creator. And it's a great little plugin that actually gives you a nice interface for creating your custom post types and for creating your custom taxonomies and for creating all of the custom layouts in it and entering the information you need into the site. The reason for this, of course, was I had to create a custom post type for my client who is going to be inputting hundreds of items, and he needed a nice simple layout that was going to be the exact same every time for entering this into the site. And the custom post type trick was going to deal with it just fine. And this custom post type creator also allows you to set it up in such a way where it'll allow you to set it up to set up your custom meta tags, your custom meta boxes to allow for uploading of images or uploading of specialized data, all of the little things for your custom post types that you need without a whole lot of coding to have to go into it. They do have a premium version of this plugin, and the premium version even adds to it more tweaks like front-end publishing and additional options to add custom blocks into your theme if you want. So all in all, this is actually a pretty nice plugin for creating your custom post types. It's called WCK, Custom Fields and Custom Post Type Creator, and I give it a nice rating of 4 dragons on it.
Custom post types is something that I need to get more into.
Yeah.
I think I've just been doing a lot more theme hacking than anything.
Well, I'm going to have to do a little bit more custom post types coming up. I can see it.
Custom post types are one of those things I just recently finally understand, and it took a visual representation to figure it out. But if you go over and take a look at audiotheme.com and you look at what they're doing with custom post types, that'll be an easy way to figure out why custom post types are cool.
Audiotheme.com. All right, I'm going to check that out too. All right, well, I have something that often our listeners come to us with requests for bookings, whether that be on, you know, SpeakPipe when they leave us a message, or whether that be any other means. So I found this thing called Class Booking by Lord Linus. And, you know, this is a weird one. It's just came out a couple days ago. But the thing is, it's designed for classes, okay, students or things like that. But I used it for a client, and it worked great. It lets you add staff, add class, add shifts to your class. You can put tuition fees in there. You can schedule, you know, all those kinds of things. If classes or your appointments are going to run late, you can send a broadcast out to everybody that signed up and say, hey, there's no school today, that kind of thing. I thought it was pretty cool. It's not really for, you know, your municipal schools, your kids' schools and things, public school type things. This is more for people that sign up for, let's just say, art class or dance class or something like that is mainly what it was designed for. I thought it was outstanding, with the one exception that I would have had loved to have had this thing send me some sort of back-end calendar appointment request based on something that they did, a request for the service on a specific day. That's the only thing it was missing. Otherwise, I gave this one a 4 out of 5. It's called Class Booking by Lord Linus.
Sounds like it could be.
I'd use it just for the author name.
Yeah.
That's what I liked was the author name on it. But yeah, sounds like that could be very useful if you run some local classes of some sort.
Well, WordPress in the education scene is definitely on the rise. A lot more educators are using WordPress to set up their classwork and actually telling students to reply apply homework answers to the comment section. I mean, it's pretty cool how educators are starting to use WordPress.
Yeah, and I know our local school district here is switching over all their websites to WordPress.
Nice.
So I helped their department get it online and going.
So I guess it's my turn for my plug-in pick for this show, and it's a good one. It's called Ajax Edit Comments, written by Ronald Eureka, and requires WordPress 3.1 or higher, compatible up to 3.6. It's pretty popular. It's been around for a while. I don't know if you guys remember Dig. Remember that one website called Dig? That was a long time ago.
Kevin Rose.
But when you would leave a comment on Dig, you would see a countdown, like a timer, that would allow you, and that was a certain amount of time where you were able to edit your comment. I remember writing a post one day saying, you know, we need something cool like this on WordPress, and you know, Ronald shows up and he created Ajax Edit Comments. So what it does is allows users to edit their own comments for a limited time, and administrators can edit all comments on the front end as well. And some of the other notable features include setting a time limit on when comments can be edited, users can request that their comments be deleted, the ability to trash and move comments from the front end, and there's also a cool lightbox-like pop-up that enables quick and easy editing. And you can also control whether this is for registered users, for anonymous users, for both, and there's different permission levels inside of the plugin. So I think this plugin is awesome, and if I had my way, I'd have something like it installed on every WordPress site that's out there, because by default, most WordPress sites don't allow anonymous users to edit their comments. And just look around, you'll see that there's tons of typos that I think would be fixed if people just had a way to fix them. So this one does, and I've used it on WP Tavern for a few years. It's still chugging along, and if you choose not to use this plugin, I at least ask you to consider installing something that enables users to edit their own comments. It generates community, it generates better-looking comments, and it's actually less of a administration hassle on the site administrator's time, because it gives the user the ability to edit their comment. You don't have to go in and do it for them and exchange communication and all that. So I give it a 5 out of 5 just because it's that awesome.
Ooh.
Yeah, that is a great plugin. I actually used it based on your recommendation from a few years back, and forgot all about it since then. But now that it's back in my attention again, I'll probably put it back on my sites.
Yeah, I've yet to come across a plugin that's similar to Ajax Edit Comments. I mean, there's a lot of plugins out there. I've not come across one that works like
this. There's not one that works like that. No, I do remember it, and it's been a while since I've needed it. But yeah, you're right. It should be on all WordPress sites.
Yeah. Well, actually, we're going to have to cut them all off at one plugin a piece this round. But Jeff, I know we got a bunch more on our list. Do you promise to come back sometime and round through them again?
Yes, consider this a promise.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Excellent.
Perfect.
We appreciate you. Appreciate you coming on to the show with us, Jeff.
Absolutely.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity.
So how can people find you? How can they contact you, Jeff, and get in touch with you and read you and all that fun stuff?
Well, it's hard not to get in touch with me. It's hard not to see me if I'm in your dashboard. You could check me out through there. You can visit wptavern.com. You can also get in touch with me at jeffc@wptavern.com. And I just spend my days on the website. So just get in touch with me. You can also tweet me at WP Tavern on Twitter.
Excellent.
All right.
And folks can get a hold of me over on my website at johnoverall.com, emergency support, wppro.ca/emergency, or email me, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, frequently updated, almost none in content, all in style. Twitter is @MarcusCouch and consulting calls, marcuscouch.com/call.
And that's all we've got time for today, folks. Thanks for listening to the show. We appreciate it. And Take care now. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today. Ha 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 ha!